We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
There is no question that Boko Haram is a terrorist organization with heinous and malicious intent, and we are going to do everything we can to assist Nigeria in their efforts to find and free those young women.
That's White House Press Secretary Jay Carney speaking at a news conference today about assistance offered by the U.S. to help Nigeria deal with an Islamic group, Boko Haram, that has kidnapped and offered to sell more than, this is hard to believe, more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls. Joining us to talk about this story is Robert Spencer. He's director of Jihad Watch, author of several books on Islam, including his latest, Arab Winter Comes to America, The Truth About the War We're In. Robert, welcome back.
Hey, always happy to be here. Thank you.
Give us a brief description of this group, Boko Haram.
Sure. Boko Haram is, in the first place, those words mean literally books forbidden or books bad. And what it refers to is Western education, and it's ordinarily translated as Western education is sinful. But it's not just that they're sort of people who are against ordinary conventional education. This is an Islamic Jihad group. Its official name is the Party of the People of the Sunnah for Dawah and Jihad. Sunnah is accepted Islamic practice. Dawah is Islamic proselytizing. So this group is officially and avowedly Islamic. Its goal is to establish an Islamic state in northern Nigeria. And what they want to do is strike terror into the hearts, in accord with the Quran's command to do that, of anyone who does not do what they want them to do. And so since they don't like Western education, they kidnap girls who are who are in schools. And what they have done is apparently enslaved these girls, and they're selling them off to Boko Haram warriors. This is in accord with the Quran as well. There are, by the way, also now 337 girls who they have taken. They just took 8 more today, and there were 329 as of this morning. And the Quran justifies the taking of what are essentially sex slaves in chapter 4, verse 3, when it says that a man can have up to 4 wives as well as the captives his right hand possesses. And those are, according to Islamic law, essentially women who are taken as spoils of jihad warfare. And so these girls, the Islamic jihadis believe themselves to be completely within their rights to be victimizing these girls in this way. It's in accord with Islam.
Should the U.S. State Department regard these girls, if they were to understand the context you just described there, should they be regarded as prisoners of war?
Well, sure. In a certain sense, that's what they are. And they are going to be subjected to all kinds of vile and horrible things because that's the purpose for which they were abducted, as well as, of course, to strike terror into the hearts of other Nigerians and to make them afraid and say, well, we just have to just surrender and give Boko Haram whatever they want because they'll do more of this.
Is it safe to say here, Robert, that Boko Haram is following Islamic teaching, both the Quran and the other teachings of Islam to the letter?
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly the problem, that Boko Haram takes the Quran when it says that you can have captives of the right hand, and it goes and gets some. And so it's very hard for moderate Muslims to maintain the position that what the Boko Haram group has done in this case is somehow illegitimate Islamically. They are saying that. They can say that to non-Muslim Westerners who don't really know anything about Islam. But to those, anybody who's read the Quran knows that what Boko Haram has done is something that Muhammad's armies did in Islamic history, something that Islamic armies have done throughout the history of the Islamic religion.
Robert Spencer is our guest. He's director of Jihad Watch. We'll take a break, and when we come back, a few more minutes talking with him about threats to sell kidnapped Nigerian girls, now to the number of 337, by an Islamic group in Nigeria, Boko Haram.
check out the updated showroom at Valo Floor Coverings, 1009 Plummer Drive in Edwardsville. Valo's offers free in-home measurement, interior design consultation, and experienced installation. Celebrating 50 years of trusted experience, Valo Floor Coverings, 1009 Plummer Drive in Edwardsville, 618-656-7788 or valofloor.com.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.
I'm not a Christian, but I listen to your show because actually you do have some interesting topics.
Here's a recent comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
You believe that there's not one error in the Bible. That's intellectually infantile. You also believe that Jesus is coming again. You promote extremely sexually repressive views.
The Issues Etc. comment line. Available 24/7. 618-223-8382.
Have fun waiting for Jesus to return. Got news for you. He ain't coming back.
Folks attending last year's Making the Case conference absolutely loved the barbecue from Randy's House of Barbecue in Troy and Highland, Illinois. The pork, chicken, ribs, and beef are prepared just like the old days in a pit cooked over hickory, apple, and wild cherry wood. Randy's House of Barbecue, Route 40 and Troy O'Fallon Road in Troy, and at 2649 Northtown Way in Highland. Randy's House of Barbecue, randysbbq.com.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Robert Spencer is our guest director of Jihad Watch. We're talking about threats by an Islamic group in Nigeria to sell kidnapped Nigerian schoolgirls, 337 of them. You mentioned the term sex slavery before. Is that how we ought to regard this? I know that this Islamic worldview might say it's concubinage or something along those lines, and it's probably rather common in some Islamic culture, certainly not illegal. Why would you call it sex slavery?
Well, that's really because it's essentially what it is. There's no voluntary aspect of it for these girls. They're just taken and made to do what they're told to do. It's extraordinary to say, but, you know, people might tell you that, Spencer's is picking this bad verse out of the Quran. And there are all these bad verses in the Bible, too, and so on and so on. But in fact, there are several Islamic authorities quite recently who have affirmed that sex slavery is completely justified in the Quran and that it ought to be practiced by Muslims today. And this is not being done in a corner. This is a member of the Kuwaiti parliament who recommended this, an Egyptian cleric, a Saudi cleric. This is something that you find Muslims affirming because it is in the Quran. And so it's distasteful. It's something that people don't want to talk about. But we have to be realistic. We're never going to get anywhere denying that the problem exists. But we have to confront the reality of the situation before we can move to prevent this kind of thing happening in the future.
And you said that this is also to strike terror in the hearts of Islam's opponents or those who would even criticize Islam. This is kind of the more subtle form of terrorism, one that isn't carried out with bullets or bombs, but with these kinds of actions that are certainly violent. There's no doubt about it. Certainly violent, but you don't necessarily have film footage of a building full of holes after this kind of terrorism.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, see, it's in the Quran that Muslims are commanded in chapter 8, verse 60, to strike terror into the hearts of the enemies of Allah. And so that has to do with demoralizing the enemies of Allah, with making the enemies of Allah think that there's no use fighting because the enemy is just too terrible to defeat. And this is one of the goals of an operation like this. It's not only to supply the Islamic jihadis with sex slaves, it's also to demoralize entirely the resistance to Boko Haram in Nigeria.
Okay. Is there any legal recourse by the Nigerian government, or are they looking the other way? What's the situation with respect to the Nigerian government on the current situation?
The Nigerian government always promises that it's going to take care of this problem swiftly. It's going to deal with this without hesitation and with brutal effectiveness and so on, and then nothing happens. The Nigerian government has essentially shown that it can't or won't do anything about this. It's just powerless or unwilling. Because perhaps the Boko Haram group has too many friends in high places or is just too strong. But in either case, it's not doing anything and it's not likely to.
Is the pressure being brought to bear by the U.S. State Department and state departments of other U.S. allies? Is that sufficient to at least begin to solve this problem?
No, I don't think that anything short of actual foreign intervention is likely to root out Boko Haram. And foreign intervention, well, I suppose it's remotely possible, but it's hamstrung by other problems as well. I mean, the politically correct denial about the nature of the problem will probably limit it and make it so that it'll be like the Afghan intervention that was supposed to eradicate the Taliban, and now, all these years later, the Taliban is stronger than ever. I wouldn't be in the least surprised if the same thing happened with the Boko Haram group.
How do you expect, or how would you summarize Western Islamic groups? We've mentioned them many times. Their reaction to this, their explanation of this.
Well, I was just reading actually the Muslim Public Affairs Council's condemnation of this, and it was, of course, drastically inadequate, as I expected. It said something about helping the innocent and so on, and didn't say anything about the passages justifying sexual slavery that are used by Boko Haram to justify this kind of action. And so, see, the problem is, while that kind of thing may be reassuring to ignorant non-Muslims, it doesn't do anything to stop Muslims from doing this kind of thing. It doesn't refute Boko Haram's understanding of Islam. And so it just allows for this kind of thing to happen again.
Robert Spencer is director of Jihad Watch. He is author of several books on Islam, including his latest, Arab Winter Comes to America, The Truth About the War We're In. You'll find a link to Jihad Watch at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Robert, thank you very much for being our guest.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.